He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
There's something out there that you may have heard of. It's called the electronic health record. My next guest is Steve Baker. He's the president of iFinity, which is an EHR company. He's going to share with us how he thinks this new technology can actually decrease the amount of time we spend in a doctor's office and give our doctor or me access to information anywhere, anytime, to hopefully better diagnose you and treat you. Mr. Baker, I am the healthy skeptic, so I'm going to ask some skeptical questions, and I hope you don't mind. Let's start with data. Is there any data or proof that having an electronic medical record leads to better patient outcomes, or is it just a way to support the computer industry?
So, first, Larry, thank you for having me on the show. It's great to be here and engage with you on this topic. So it's a great question about data that does it improve care. What I would say is this, and you as a doctor, as a physician, can certainly appreciate this. Without question, when you take away all the other tools that exist in an exam room, the most important element is the physician. And EHR technology is not there to replace the physician at all. It's there to help the physician. And I do believe
I don't mind if it replaces me. I've had enough. I'm fine if the computer wants to take the history, do the physical, and spit out the diagnosis. I am not threatened by all at all. So don't worry about that. Don't worry.
Okay.
I've had enough.
Okay.
It's exhausting.
Yes, that's funny.
So Steve, and you know what, I gotta tell you, Steve, I gotta tell you though that I've had a EMR for the last 5-6 years and it definitely makes the visit more efficient. I definitely can access patients' history data, their scans, etc. But what I do find is it creates a third, it creates a gorilla in the room. It's this entity that's there, and it interferes with the patient-doctor relationship. And I, working for a corporation, I have to treat the chart more so than I treat the patient. I get paid to click off certain boxes, and I'm looking at this computer more than I am at the patient. So, yes, it may be better for certain things, but it's not so great for this so-called relationship that used to be there.
It's a great point. Yeah, so it's a great point, Larry. And really, what you're seeing is the very early stage of what I believe will be a very long journey. You're seeing what I would call sort of version 1.0 of electronic health record technology. So think back to when you and I were kids, right? And when we had to go to access our money, what did we do? We had to walk into a bank. We had a little passbook. We had to go through all kinds of rules to get access. Now look where the world is at today. Right, with electronic banking, ATMs, bill pay, mobile pay, Apple Pay, all of those things take time to develop. They didn't start there, but it started all based on an electronic foundation. And really what I would submit is that is what the healthcare world is going through today, which is the initial and arguably most painful migration to move away from a disparate set of practice methodologies, moving on to a sort of a common footprint, a common infrastructure in an electronic health record package. I believe that's the most painful. From there, these systems, these solutions will get better over time without question. You can look at any piece of technology today and look at it where it was 5 years ago, and you could say that without question it's improved, and EHR technology will be the same. It will get better over time.
So let's jump ahead 10 years into the future. Tell me what will be different. How will it have evolved to the point where it won't be a hindrance, but will be there, kind of running in the background as a demon program.
Mm-hmm. And demon, I know, would be, I'm assuming you're spelling it the other way.
D-A-E.
Right. Yes, there you
exactly.
go. Perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, so just to clarify that point. So if we look 10 years in the future, let's first look from the patient experience. I don't believe the goal is to decrease the patient time with the physician or clinician. I think it's to optimize the patient experience. So even today, we're seeing steps being made so that we're optimizing people's time, right? So when they come in to see an exam, and certainly in my industry that I serve, which is optometry across the United States, we're seeing less and less of, here's a clipboard, fill out this paperwork, and then the doctor will try to see you, because all of that is just done ahead of time. It's all done electronically. And I see more and more of the sort of patient convenience aspects and patient accessibility continuing to improve over time, so that the patient experience is more efficient, it's more effective, it's more focused, and it's a true engagement with their clinician. On the clinician side, what I see are, I think, some revolutionary advances. So think about where telemedicine can go. So if you're consulting with a patient and you're sitting in an office, say, in Southern California, which is maybe where you practice, and you could just at the swipe of your finger engage with a skilled expert in some particular type of care anywhere else in the country or in the world, and it's as though that person is in the room, that's pretty powerful from a ability to deliver great care. And I think we'll see more and more advances like that as the medical industry moves the entire footprint onto an electronic platform.
Well, that sounds compelling, and that sounds cool, because I can imagine if you have an image of a retina in front of you and you're not a retinologist, it would be pretty sweet to push a button and have the expert see that image and be able to make the diagnosis instead of having to send that patient on to another physician. So that is cool stuff.
Exactly. Yeah,
look forward to that.
Think about if you're a cardiologist and you asked your patient, did you exercise 30 minutes per day? Wouldn't it be different if that patient was outfitted with wearable technology and real time that doctor is getting streaming information of what they've actually done in terms of exercise duration and exertion? That again could be just a very small example of the type of interaction that could occur between a doctor and a patient in the very near future. These things I speak of are not that far away.
I hope I'm still practicing medicine to see these things happen. In the last minute or so, tell me what iFinity does better than the competition. If I'm an optometrist, why should I get your program?
Well, it's much of what we've spoken about. My company, number one, serves only the optometric industry. So we serve optometrists and ophthalmologists across the country and actually international as well. So we are fully focused on the eye care vertical because we have such a strong belief in the benefits that a proper eye wellness exam gives to overall health and wellness. Also, we have some exciting products as we continue in this evolution of electronic health record as well as practice management technologies of new intuitive systems that are all cloud-based, so they leverage the internet and they make it very simple and very easy for practitioners to focus on what they do best, which is delivering patient care. And finally, I'd say I think it's summarized best in our vision statement, which is we liberate doctors to deliver great patient care. And we put a lot of emphasis on that word, liberate.
Well, on that note, I'd like to thank Steve Baker from iFinity. You can read more about his company and his products at www.ifinity.com. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Remember, never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends. And above all, stay well.